welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. After the Jags bye week, the players get the day off on Tuesday. And we're not by the pool because the Florida-Georgia festivities, they're taking down the seats this week to get the Jags ready for their home game. We're up in 3 weeks now. The Titans come in. So, after the bye week, is there any momentum left after the win in London? Do you believe in that with this stretch coming up?
Well, what's the saying in baseball? Momentum's the next week's starting pitcher, the next game's starting pitcher. I think it's sort of the same thing. If they come out and play well and they go up and they have a good first half against New York, then sure there is momentum. I don't know that you have momentum, but I do think that there can be some confidence gleaned from the way they played in the last 7-10 minutes of that game. They've been talking about doing what they did late, which is get an offensive drive and close it out. To do that at least gives them something they can refer to. So if they do it again, sure, momentum.
You know, I think confidence is the right word. And you were in that locker room after the loss to the Texans. And what do you ask? How do they answer the question? It was just the never-ending story. And then against the Bills, they finally got it done. And they know they got it done. And, I talked to Telvin Smith at length yesterday. And the confidence level that the defense has in Blake Bortles and that offense to get things done gives them a lift up. So, again, I don't know whether you call that momentum or not, JP, but they certainly have something that they can build on. If you were going to New York off the bye week with five consecutive losses, even if it's that big, this is momentum. Fine, they can use it.
Very interesting to talk to Telvin a couple weeks ago. I talked to him as well about the reaction on the sidelines after the play in Buffalo, or is the pick six, after playing London with the pick six, said for the first time they sort of looked at each other and said, no, we're going to win this. You talked about it before, you heard coaches say it, but players sort of galvanized. So maybe that's something to believe in and to take forward with you.
Learning to win.
Trade deadline is today. A lot of things have happened in the National Football League. The Titans fired their head coach today. With all the changes and all that's happened in the division right now, did the Jags make a push for somebody to maybe get them over the edge here?
I don't know whether they do or not, but there's one thing I might go look for now, and that's pass rush help. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get stupid or crazy, but you know the Browns have two guys, and Paul Kruger or Barcavius Mingo, and if you could steal one of those guys, right, because you're going to have to pay Kruger, but if you can steal one of those guys and bring them in to help you at the Leo, the pass rush is just so non-effective with only four guys because you don't have any explosion there. If I could get that done, and I'd really have to think about it, but if I could get that done, I might be willing to do something there.
When fans ask, are they going to do anything at the trade deadline, I always lean toward no because, A, it usually doesn't happen, and, B, with this regime, they continue to want to stay young, stay building, build through the draft, and in order to do what you're talking about, you have to give up picks,
right.
And picks are very valuable. At the same time, I'm with you. If Mingo's the right fit, if you can get him for not giving up at the top of your draft, then maybe, but I always doubt it.
Well, here's why I might do it, right? Because I'm with you. You watch this thing build slowly. I would do it because all of a sudden you're the most stable franchise in a bad division, you know?
It's amazing.
I mean, yeah, the coaching change in Tennessee, there's probably one coming in Indianapolis. That's chaotic there with the general manager, and you know the owner better than any of us. And you got a general manager and a coach that aren't on the same page necessarily over in Houston. All of a sudden I'm thinking, man, if I could just have a pass rush to help my defense, I could get on a little winning streak here perhaps, win a couple games, and be right in the middle of this thing. If they hadn't won in London, I don't know that I would say that.
And there's that short-term, long-term again. That's It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, Boselli and Prisco last night didn't think Mingo was the guy, by
maybe
the way.
He's not. I'm
so
just
we'll
saying
see.
He's a pass rusher.
That's a name that's out there, and that can be debated. Big game this week. The Jets have a winning record. They have quarterback issues, though. But if the Jags can get over the top and get this done against a very good Jets defense, is this a statement for this Jags team?
Well, it was interesting. The Jets went out to Oakland and lost. Not unusual for an East Coast team to go that way and lose. We've seen it a lot. Yes, it's a statement game. I don't know if it matters that you beat the Jets, but it's a statement that you won two in a row. And we're all going to be talking about the playoffs. We're going to be hinting around about it this week because they're close. Well, they haven't taken advantage of a situation like this in a long time. So get back-to-back, get a third win against the AFC East. Yes, it would be a statement in the sense that you did something with an opportunity that presented itself, haven't done that enough.
You know, the lead in one of the stories in the New York Daily News was, at least the Jets get the dismal Jaguars. And I want to say, have you seen them, you know, the offense and the things that they've done? Sure, it's been stop and start, and at times we've seen the defense play well. Are you sure dismal is the right adjective there? So I think if you go and you beat a Jets team that expects to be a wild card team, right, then it's a statement game, because at least they take that adjective, and a lot like them in every other newspaper in the cities that you play, away. So I do think it's a statement in that, because you're beating a team that no one expects the Jaguars to beat.
It'd be a statement for the Jags. The Jets would still dismiss it as, oh, they lost to the Jags. But for this team, oh, so important.
And for these fans.
For sure. Next week, we'll probably be back at the pool, and all that'll come in handy, John, finally.
I'm ready.
I'll give that to him, too.
Well, your forehead might need some.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. Poolside with Jaguars.com.